WAWA Mobile HT.
For RJN, sitting still.
Hey, John. I got one of my little bow things run to a regular mag mount antenna sitting on top of my old pickup truck. And I got to take a buddy of mine's mower back that I've repaired for him over in Bowling Springs. With no air conditioning. I love this old truck, but it ain't got no air. Help me, help me, help me.
That kind of makes you wonder how the old folks managed to survive all those years without air conditioning.
Had enough smarts to drink enough water and do the things they needed to do to keep them from having the sunstroke. Plus, they didn't live as long as we do.
That, and they just put up with it without complaining about it, too.
Yeah, I think you're right. Yep, because it was a way of life instead of just a nuisance.
Anyway, I got the grass cut finally.
Bet you did that earlier today.
But I got it done anyway.
That equal out to about 3 or 4 pounds lighter.
On the scales yet, so I really don't know, but needless to say, I lost a fair amount of moisture out there.
I would say so. Well, I'm passing right by your road right now. Good old Holston Creek Road.
I'm fixing to go take a shower and then take a nap.
Your wife will appreciate the shower anyhow.
Yeah, I would think so. Well, you have a good one. I'll talk at you later. 73s. CAN4RJN, I am clear.
All right, bud. Just let me know about that rock. And 73s, go smell better. And I'll talk to you later. Have a good weekend. CAN4BWA. Oh, I'll see you on the net tonight. I'm clear.
4BWA and 4WRO.
Hello, KN4BWA. Stand by. I'm on a phone call. I'll be about 30 seconds.
Roger, roger.
CRO, KN4BWA. You still there?
Oh, yeah. You say you're on one of them little bioplanks? Sounds good.
You know, everybody makes fun of the bioplanks, and pretty much I do too, but the bottom line is, hey, for $60 for a pair of them, I can take it out on my boat. I can do anything I want. I can use it on my John Deere tractor. And if I squash one, drop one in the lake or anything like that, I am not going to be screaming and hollering and using profanity for losing $400 or $500. I lost $30. Big deal.
Those are almost what you call disposable. But yeah, no, it sounds really good.
Good. Most folks say it's a little bit teeny and a little bit scratchy, but hey, you know, as long as I'm hitting the repeater in good style, I don't care.
Yeah, the only thing I hear is some background noise, but that's because you got the window down because you ain't got no AC in that truck.
Amen, brother. It's a 1985 Ford F-150 short bed. It's got four-wheel drive, custom bucket seats, and an original 302 fuel injected. And this little old truck, I mean, it's just the perfect little farm truck. All you got to do is put it in four-wheel drive low and point it, and it'll pull two plows at the same time. I mean, it's just a fun old truck to drive. Oh, and I got some redneck mufflers on it. And, hey, what can I say?
Yep, I know what you mean. Hey, well, you was asking about the Pacific Rim the other day. I was sitting there this morning, and I seen South Korea pop up. I tried to get back to them, couldn't make any contact. But I did get a confirmed contact with a little bitty island west of Papua New Guinea here a little while ago.
Sakhalin.
This is Mbon Malaku.
Okay, yeah, that is kind of up in that area, up in there near Sakhalin. And that Sakhalin Island is one of those disputed islands by Japan, Russia, and South Korea. And it's an extremely rare contact to get Sakhalin.
The call sign of Yankee Bravo 8 X-ray, Oscar Bravo.
But you couldn't hit him.
No, I hit him. I got him. I couldn't hit the South Korean station.
Okay. All right. Well, that's good. Now, so where was the YB call sign from?
That's the one at Mbon Makalu out there just west of Papua New Guinea.
All right. Hey, now, that's a good get. What antenna did you say you're on?
132-foot long Y, 100 watt. But now when I'm running FT8, I'm only running about 35, 40 watts.
Okay. But you hit that New Guinea station on FT8, right? You didn't hit it with voice.
Not voice. Hit it on FT8.
Still a good get. Hey, now, you'd have really impressed my socks off if you'd have said you'd hit them with voice.
Yeah, you and me both.
Now, I have hit New Zealand with voice, but I was running about 600 or 700 watts, and I had that up on my rotatable dipole.
I'm just looking in the log here. I have got Australia on voice on 40 meters. And, you know, a bunch of them over in Europe. But, yeah, Australia, I did get on 40 meters.
Now, the New Zealand station, I hit on 20. Around 14,260 when I got him.
Yeah, I got one confirmed New Zealand, but that was FT8 on 17 meters.
Now, I'm in a sketchy little area here. I'm going to drop off for about 4 or 5 minutes and be back in. I'll hit you again in a couple of minutes because I'm down in a hole over here on the other side of Inman.
Okay. And 4WRO.
RO, you still there?
Yeah, Roger, that. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm up there on top of a little plateau right now, right there next to 26, so it ought to be okay for a couple of minutes. Now, this weather just reminds me of that movie with Robin Williams, Good Morning Vietnam. Remember that?
I surely do.
You remember what he said about the weather report?
It was rain, and more rain.
Well, that was during the monsoon. When it was the other way around, he said, "It's hot. It's, you know what? Hot. It's so hot." And I can't repeat the rest of it.
Okay.
Commercial about the drugs. Now I know what my brain feels like on a skillet.
I'm showing 99 out there at the shop, but that little sensor is sitting underneath, or pretty close to a metal roof, so I'm quite sure that's a little bit off.
I don't know what the temperature is here, but I'll agree with Robin Williams. It's hot. It's, you know what, hot.
Today, are you heading back home or what?
No, a real good friend of mine loaned me his lawnmower. I've got about 8 acres, and most of it's in pasture, but I don't have any cattle out there, so I cut it like a front yard, and I've got a 60-inch wide cut Cub Cadet commercial machine. It's a ZTR, and that puppy blew a head gasket on me. So anyhow, I just got it back, and I'm taking his
38-inch John Deere back to him. That thing, I tell you what, it does a really nice job. But when you go from 60-inch cut down to 38, you work twice as long.
That's your Kubota with a finishing mower on the back of it, if you got that much to cut.
Well, usually most of the time, those are not more than about 60 or 72 inches either. So I figure with that 60, I'm doing about as good as can be done. And I've got a John Deere 3000, and I've got a 6 foot bush hog on the back of it, and I've got that thing tuned up to where I can just about make the pastures look like cut grass, but it's not quite a finishing mower look.
Right there in that area, that's all you need, though. I mean, it ain't like you're going for a yard at a month.
No, I'm not doing that, but I do like to keep my place looking decent. And I had some medical problems during the year of 2019, and things got kind of wild and woolly and out of control, and I'm trying to, rope it in and get it back where it should be, looking decent.
Above your old. Yep, but no, I understand completely.
First things I ever did was letting my wife know that I could build stuff and fix stuff. Now if she starts hearing a brake squeak, hey, get out there and put some brake pads on my Cadillac. I said, well, honey, just go over to that shop. I said, no, I'm not paying them good money when you can do it better than they can.
In a way, she's right, but in another way, the older you get, the less that money means.
You would be amazed how many things that I am becoming a point and pay.
Boy, that's for sure.
Yep. Well, listen, I'm on my way back with this John Deere over to my buddy's house that loaned it to me. And I'm just about to destinate into Bowling Springs, so I'm going to kind of pay attention to the traffic here and see if I can't keep from running over anybody. Even though there's one or two over here, I kind of like squish like bugs, but anyway, that's a different subject for another day. So I'm going to go ahead and sign with you, bud. I will catch you on here at some point. N4WRO. Try to behave yourself today. Don't get caught. KN4, BWA, clear after your final.
Roger, roger, Steve. All right. Drive safe out there and try not to get heat stroke. We'll talk to you later. N4WRO.